president under protest. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Anti-Trump demonstrators gathered in London as he meets with the outgoing prime minister.
The protesters haven't been able to disrupt the visit as they had hoped to do so. And in terms of numbers, they had aimed for 250,000. From what we've seen, I think it would be lucky if they hit about 10%.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Trafalgar Square. The president and Theresa May are trying to work out a trade deal to take effect when Britain finally does leave the European Union. House Democrats are planning a vote next week.
Holding Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn in contempt. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the resolution authorizes the Judiciary Committee to enforce subpoenas in federal court.
Fox's Jared Halpern. McGahn refuses to testify. Barr hasn't handed over the unredacted Mueller report. The president says the case should be closed, claiming he did not obstruct justice. A source tells Fox former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, convicted of financial crimes, will be moved from a federal prison to an infamous jail in New York City, Rikers Island. He'll be in solitary confinement awaiting another trial. Now, the president has won a court fight against House Democrats. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a federal judge sided with the Trump administration, rejecting a lawsuit seeking to prevent military funds from being used for the border wall. President Trump declared a national emergency, diverting already appropriated Pentagon money, a move Democrats say is a violation of constitutional separation of powers. The Justice Department praised the ruling, saying the court rightly ruled that the House of Representatives cannot ask the judiciary to take its side in political disputes. House Democrats say they're reviewing the ruling as they consider an appeal. Dave.
Rachel, the president's being taken to an appeals court today over climate change by 21 younger Americans, some of them teenagers who first filed suit against the Obama administration in 2015. They want to change U.S. energy policy, claiming they're vulnerable to the effects of a changing planet. This is Fox News.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster, with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, now ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It puts your profile in front of potential employers. And if they like your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today.
In the middle of a trade dispute with the U.S., China has issued a warning to its citizens to avoid traveling here, working here, or studying in America, claiming police have been harassing Chinese citizens. Now, today is an anniversary that China won't be marking. It's been 30 years since a massacre.
About a million students would have gathered in Beijing's Tiananmen Square for protests against China's Communist Party totalitarian rule. But with the world watching, China declared martial law, moving hundreds of thousands of soldiers in to confront the students, resulting in bloodshed. Thousands are believed to have been killed, though official records are not public. The world was able to see film of one horrific incident, a protester standing to obstruct tanks. The incident, as China officially calls it, remains highly controversial, with most audiovisual recordings of the event censored and public discussion of it criminalized, to the point memories are alleged to have faded. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Days after Eddie Gallagher was set free in California while the Navy SEAL awaits a trial, a change at the top in the murder case against him.
The military prosecutor of a decorated Navy SEAL accused of murdering a wounded teenage ISIS prisoner in Iraq booted from the case by a military judge Monday over unsanctioned tracking of the defense team's emails. That judge saying that there was the possibility of a conflict of interest that required the prosecutor to be removed. A Navy spokesman says a new prosecutor will step in. The trial of Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher is slated to begin June 10th. Meanwhile, President Trump is considering a pardon for Gallagher. Sean Langell, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rise. Dow futures up about 150 points ahead of the opening bell next hour. In hockey, the St. Louis Blues got even in the NHL Stanley Cup Final, beating the Boston Bruins 4-2. To tie the series, Game 5 will be Thursday. I'm Dave Anthony.
This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning, June 4. The news brought to you by your 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
The Champaign Public Library is becoming more popular lately and has balanced its budget without any help from the city. The News Gazette says charitable donations of over $300,000 helped to keep the library out of the red. But the library would like to do some things it doesn't have the money for. Library Director Donna Pittman said they're looking at adding more hours on weekends. The library needs 3.25 full-time equivalent positions to reach its optimal level of staffing. That would add $183,000 to the library's expenses if it's added to the budget. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for information on a shooting that happened in the 2500 block of West Springfield Avenue in Champaign a month ago. A man had been hit by gunfire and was taken to a local hospital. Police would like to identify a person in a photograph who appears to have been armed with a gun.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Some clouds today. We've got a 20% chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Today's high 83, 66 our low tonight. Up to 87 with a 40% chance of showers late tomorrow, down to 64 in the evening. 81 the high on Thursday with a 60% chance of rain. Right now, the temperature's at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's Shane at Rosati's. I'm going to give that away here later in the hour. I'm going to give you a chance to get some free of that great Rosati's pizza.
About a half an hour.
Oh, I meant to hit this. There we go. Okay, so the temperatures are pretty dang nice.
They have been.
June in the 70s, I mean, that's unusual.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we've had 100-degree temperatures as our records a long time ago.
In that makeup game against the LA Angels, they were saying game-time temperature 59.
Well, I was in Chicago
Sunday,
walked around Magnificent Mile, and it's you know,
a beautiful city.
I know the shootings and all of that,
right,
but it's not around there.
Right. I just love it.
It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Around that area, it was just fabulous walking
around.
Check
out the beans.
But
too.
I needed to borrow a sweatshirt. It was cold.
Exactly.
It was 51 when we were walking around.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I think we just did a huge loop around. Saw the Chicago Archdiocese right there.
Yeah.
And they're unhappy about Governor Pritzker's abortion stuff.
Boy, I went to a special Catholic prayer thing on Saturday at 3, and we're just really up in arms about what's happening with our lawmakers.
Well, you got a Democratic supermajority. That's what you're going to get. So if you don't like a legalizing cannabis, legalizing sports betting, and what's kindly phrased the Reproductive Health Act. And that's why Roe v. Wade doesn't mean a hill of beans to me. It doesn't matter if Roe v. Wade is ever overturned, does it? Because the states can do whatever they want.
It's true.
Oh, you'll make them drive. Okay, you're right. I guess I'll have to get in the car and drive. Anyway, so you have this whole thing about how exciting it is for Danville to get a casino. All right, good for Danville. It'll build some jobs. But what kind of jobs? I mean, do you want that kind of action? And I guess so. I guess we do. Highlights of the gambling bill, SB 609, passed by the Illinois General Assembly. All betting on Illinois college sports teams banned. Why? I can go online with my phone and bet on Illinois if I want.
Right.
Got to keep it pure.
Oh. I mean, that was the good part of it, I thought.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I can go online
and bet.
If
there is a good part of it, I think.
Well, it's just supposed to be keeping these athletes pure. Okay. I'll just use my phone to bet. Why don't we take advantage of the money bet on Illinois?
Revenue-raising measures in this bill could mean Illinois gets $12 billion in the next 6 years.
Yeah, I'd like to see the numbers on how they're figuring that.
Wow.
Six new casinos authorized in Illinois. Why would you ever go to Nevada? You don't need to go to Nevada, do you?
You're right.
Six new casinos in Illinois, Danville, Waukegan, Rockford, the South Suburbs, Williamson County, and Chicago. New casinos can be land-based. Existing riverboat casinos, which now feel like, what? They can now move on land because the old, got to go on a riverboat to gamble because it's on the water. That was the dumbest thing ever.
I know.
Chicago casino to be privately owned. Sorry. Why would Chicago's... Oh, I get it. Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
It's Chicago.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Welcome to Crook County.
Supplier diversity requirements, minority participation, African-American and Hispanic apply, because you'll get it. Slots allowed at O'Hare and Midway, welcome. Throw some money in there.
Okay, then.
Why don't you donate a little here? Horse racetracks allowed to install slot machines and table games. Why not a little blackjack while you're waiting for your horse? I just don't like the direction. I don't think it's a good thing because it usually gets people that shouldn't be gambling to gamble. The people with the money aren't going to do it because it's entertainment.
Right.
They're the ones that have a little money, but they don't generally spend a lot of money on it.
Lucky Lou's in University and Ray Street. I was waiting on the traffic light. This lady walking out in her black slippers with curlers in her hair and smoking a cigarette.
How'd she do?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it was a good day for her, but I was thinking, wow, that could have been her last $5 and said a little prayer for her. But,
there you go. Sports betting licenses range from $3.2 million to $10 million for casinos and racetracks. You got to pony up a little bit. But the only place to be on a gambling thing is to own it. But I'd have a hard time owning something like that just because I know what it does.
This article says communities will get 10,000 new jobs here in the state of Illinois. Gaming expansions in the state have attempted and failed for years. Today is a win for the whole state.
Well, congratulations as we continue to crumble and promote things that aren't good.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. You can text. I mean, I that's how I feel. And again, it's like Back to the Future 2, which is a pretty bad movie, where Biff controlled everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you got.
All
now.
Because he had the results with that scorebook.
Yeah, cheated.
You know, Back to the Future 1.
359-2255, if you'd like to chime in. Are you okay with the expansion of gambling? And isn't it kind of silly? I know Josh Whitman, our athletic director at the University of Illinois, really advocated for no betting on Illinois. And that's fine, I guess. I don't know what it does because it's just available. You don't have to go very far to bet on Illinois if you want to bet on Illinois. So what difference does it make that I can't bet on Illinois in Illinois? I just go on my phone and bet on Illinois. I don't see the difference. All right, it's 7:13. Chime in if you like. 359-2255. Check your sports next.
Looking for a cool way to get a new heating or cooling system without breaking the bank? The Advantage program from Chief Bauer Service Experts gets you a high-quality home comfort system for one low monthly rate. There's no money down, never charge for repairs, and seasonal tune-ups are free. Right now, get a new heating or cooling system as low as $99 a month and no additional charges ever. Call Chief Bauer Service Experts today at 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com.
For expert service guaranteed, call 866-EXPERTS.
See website for license details.
As you drive to your vacation destination, you are assured of a trip filled with great memories of your adventures. That's because you came to Midas for a road trip pre-check. Dave and his crew in Urbana inspected and repaired your vehicle in advance for brakes that stop, a transmission that keeps you going, shock absorbers and struts for a smooth ride, an engine tuned for your best mileage and power, and the air conditioning to keep it cool. Nothing beats a secure feeling you get from Midas Tire and Auto in Urbana. Enjoy the scenery and family time knowing that Midas is with you all the way.
We all love our homes. They make us feel safe and comfortable. But what if your home could do more than that? What if it could be helpful, truly helpful? What if it could help you answer the door without getting up? What if it could help you remember where you left your passport? What if your home could help take care of the people within it? Introducing Google Nest, one big family of products that works together. Welcome to the helpful home.
The ribeye has the best, the greatest steak in town.
If you're looking for champagne or bad Nevada's great steak place. It's the Ribeye Restaurant for over 40 years with their famous salad bar and their delicious fried shrimp, chicken, and twice-baked potato. The Ribeye Restaurant, 1701 South Neal Street, Champaign. Call for your reservations today.
Ribeye is the best. We're the one, the great one steak place.
Okay, 217 Texter, what?
Okay, it says, at this point, who would bet on Illinois?
I love Illinois, land of Lincoln. But would you bring your business here? Would you come to Illinois to high taxes? You got probably the most liberal abortion law being signed in. You got smoking and driving with cannabis now. That's happening. Expansion of gambling where I would believe it will feel a little like Las Vegas or Atlantic City or something. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, taxes are high. That's why money doesn't come to Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really a hard sell to get businesses in. As beautiful as Chicago is, as great of a state as I believe we have, I think we've been dysfunctional politically for about 40 years. 359-2255, feel free. But who would bet on Illinois at this minute? Doesn't feel very good. Check your sports.
All right. St. Louis Cardinals had the day off yesterday. They needed that break after sweeping the Cubs. They've got Cincinnati with a 7:15 start. You'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. Now we have your Redbird recap.
Well, good morning, everyone. How about a four-game winning streak for the Cardinals heading into this week's series against the Cincinnati Reds, starting with tonight's game at 7:15 at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals swept the Cubs over the weekend. The Cubs won yesterday over the Angels to pull within a game of the Brewers in the National League Central, but the Cardinals knocked them out of first place. The Cardinals currently sit three games out of first with the Brewers off yesterday. It'll be Genesis Cabrera pitching for the Cards tonight. First pitch at 7:15. He's the rookie lefty for the Redbirds. On the other side, Cincinnati will throw their excellent right-hander, Luis Castillo. He's off to a great start. He's 5-1 with a 2.45 ERA. The Cardinals getting good contributions pitching-wise over the weekend. They also received some timely hits. We'll see what they can do against the Reds starting tonight at Busch Stadium. It'll be a terrific week, and then the Cards go to Wrigley Field this weekend. But first things first, the Cards and the Reds were on the air at 620 for the Cardinals Radio Network.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Cubs win over the LA Angels in that makeup game. 8-1 was the final, and John Lester had seven solid innings, which was good.
Yeah.
We needed that from him. Now they're facing Colorado with a 7:05 start. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox was the day off yesterday, just like the Cardinals. They're at Washington to face the Nationals. Also in MLB action, the baseball draft is going on. Adley Rutschman is a catcher from Oregon State that went to the Orioles as the number one pick.
Adley can kick a football 60 yards.
Oh.
And he's chosen baseball. How was it to be that good at
right. The
whole thing? Come on, man. Couldn't he kick on the side?
Mean, if he's with the Orioles, maybe he could play for...
The Ravens.
Exactly.
Sunday afternoon.
Why not?
Need a day off. Go kick a 60-yard field goal. Yeah.
NCAA Regionals. Louisville on top of ISU. The final was 4-3.
Oh,
I know.
Man.
So, we have college softball going on, too. I don't know if you've caught any of those games when you're flipping around UCLA over Oklahoma, 16-3. And, of course, the Blues beat Boston 4-2, so that series ties at 2-2.
CMI and Champaign, they're the best when it comes to, you know, janitorial supplies, all the cool things.
Mm-hmm.
Betsy and Brad Park, CMIClean.com online, 359-6262. You need janitorial supplies? Come on, man. Brad and Betsy Parks, locally owned and operated, CMIClean.com.
Up into the mid-80s, down into the mid-60s for the next 4 days. An isolated shower chance at 20% bumps up to around a 50% chance of rain Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Bolin, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at Provident Financial Group. LLC.com Monday. No, it's Tuesday, June 4 at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Uber Technologies says its 2013 and 14 taxes are being investigated by the Internal Revenue Service. Uber also says it's under investigation by various state and foreign tax authorities. The information was revealed in a government filing. Walmart is increasing its college perks for employees. High school students will be eligible for free SAT and ACT college entrance prep courses and some college classes. Walmart workers who are with the company for at least 90 days can attend college for a dollar a day. That program was originally for business degrees, but it's been expanded to cybersecurity and computer science. Fiat Chrysler and Renault are said to have resolved key differences with the French government on their merger plan. The proposal will be reviewed by Renault's board today. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Okay, so I'm against cannabis legalization. I'm okay with medical marijuana. Because if you're sick, feels better, go for it, because you're taking pills and drugs anyway. I'm not anti-drink. I'm anti-drink and drive.
Right.
You can drink all you want if you're an adult, and I don't care about that. I mean, it's I had wine on Sunday night. I just wasn't driving.
Right.
And I just don't think it, why wouldn't you legalize prostitution? Kamala Harris has suggested that.
Well,
nobody gets hurt. Well, she said, why not the sex trade? You can make a ton of money on taxing that.
Jeez, Stevie.
I'm just saying, where do you draw the line? For Kamala Harris, presidential candidate on the Democratic side, to suggest that is a good profession for women? What are you talking about? It's morally defunct to have all of those things legal. I don't care what you think. There's right and wrong. There's principles. There's no principles. It is not right to legalize all the weaknesses humans have. Somebody said driving a car is convenient. Well, it's not addictive. It's not going to bankrupt your bank account and scare your family because you're out of money and you borrowed money to go gamble. How are you dealing with the problems? Oh, there's an 800 number, and we're going to promote that just like we did with cigarettes. It's hazardous to your health.
Right. Well, this texter says, let's focus on the overall positive results that gambling will bring to the state. You don't ban cars because there are car accidents. There will be issues, but more positive impacts than negative.
The positive impacts are guys dealing blackjack, and that's jobs and benefits and all
right.
So that's positive. But to what cost? What if you destroy a dozen families in Champaign County? Well, that's their responsibility. It is. But, man, we made something that was a vice so easy. We have endorsed it. We have said, go for it. It's just entertainment. Go in there and just do that. How are you dealing with all of that?
And then a texter says, and this new tax revenue will be used to pay down the state's debt?
Uh-huh.
Or will they just blow it on their pet projects?
Could I make a wager on that? You're telling me that's going to go to anything?
Betting on the betting proposition in Illinois.
There's no chance that anything gets paid anywhere.
All right, let's hit Paul. Stevie and Diane, why is it legal to put a progressive tax on the ballot to change the Constitution, but the most important initiative to stop corruption in Illinois is to put independent maps on the ballot to change Illinois' Constitution?
Yeah.
Only independent maps will stop the gerrymandering and the Democrat supermajority, which is destroying this state.
Well, listen, if you don't like the state politically and the debt and all that's happening with the direction of the state, it's the Democrats' fault. It's been them in control, except for a brief time in the 90s when I think the Republicans had the Senate and the House, I think. You had Big Jim Thompson in the 80s. You had Governor Edgar in the 90s. You had George Ryan. He was a little bit in the 2000s. And Rod Blagojevich. You had Pat Quinn.
Yep.
Bruce Rauner, I think, tried, but he got eaten up.
Not with Mike Madigan.
You know, and then
that's the gatekeeper.
Well, that's right. And I think the thing, and the fair maps definitely need to happen so they can't gerrymander like they do to control everything. But term limits. Why don't we just put term limits on the ballot? and say you can't stay 50 years. How about that? Let's just start with that. Can't stay 50 years. Mike Madigan's been there, what, 45?
Yeah.
So it's
another text that says, like, Chicago needs another airport.
Listen, the fact that the Chicago casino can be privately owned, I want to see how that works.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The guy running it is named Guido? Oh, yeah. That's right. 359-2255. You're welcome to chime in. I feel like I'm on an island sometime, but I don't care. I'm not against drinking. You can drink. Just drink responsibly and don't drive. Get an Uber. Get a taxi. Do whatever you do. I don't like the legalizing marijuana because you're going to have smoking and driving. How do you test for that? How many accidents are going to happen? How many lives are going to change? Well, you're going to make $177 million. At what cost? At what cost?
Carpenters Local 243 in Champaign, Illinois wants to thank the contractors, developers, and business owners who utilize the skills and services of Union Carpenters on their projects. Carpenters Local 243 members are part of the world's highest skilled, most productive workforce. Members and contractors are committed to apprenticeship training and an ongoing journeyman skill advancement program. This provides the labor resources to ensure projects are completed. For a list of responsible contractors, call Carpenters Local 243 at 356-5463.
You have heard lions and tigers and bears, oh my, but what about dandelion, creeping charlie, and crabgrass, oh my? These weeds can be destructive forces on your lawn. When figuring out the troublesome weeds, you need a respectable company that will give you the attention it needs. Spring Green is that company. Spring Green's lawn service program includes personalized lawn care, a mid-season checkup, and a simplified and transparent process. To check it out, go to spring-green.com or call 359-2111.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's meeting with the outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May on the second day of his three-day trip to England. Tens of thousands of anti-Trump protesters are marching to Parliament.
Honestly, he stands for everything that I really, really loathe. Racism, misogynist, anti-LGBTQ+. He's just everything that I really detest.
Kaya Marr there is an artist based in London. A $19 billion disaster relief bill is passed in the House.
Attempts to pass the measure by unanimous consent during brief pro forma sessions during the Memorial Day recess failed, blocked each time by Republican objections, requiring a recorded vote in regular session. The Senate approved the bill last month, ending months of negotiations over Puerto Rico aid in a White House request for aid for humanitarian needs on the southern border.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
That's a good one. We're giving up. What'd it say?
Humans are naturally flawed and will always sin. Might as well tax it.
Okay. Well, there's that. Yeah, man. They're flawed. They're going to sin. Let's just get in on it. Come on.
Jonathan says drinking is 100 times more destructive than gambling or marijuana. The total number of families destroyed by alcohol isn't even close to the other two combined.
Absolutely correct until we legalize marijuana. Now you're in the game with that because you're going to be drinking, driving under the influence because you're going to be high. And then we get to have all these fun studies about how high were you and what effect did it have on your reactions. It's just the wrong direction. It is just the wrong direction. Local news now brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook online, classicplumbinginc.com. Here's Jamie Monticelli.
Law enforcement officials say four men in the same car were among at least six people arrested in the county on gun charges over the weekend. WCIA says some of the charges against them include unlawful use of a weapon and possession of a stolen firearm. Champaign County Crime Stoppers is looking for information on a shooting that happened in the 2500 block of West Springfield Avenue in Champaign a month ago. A man had been hit by gunfire and was taken to a local hospital. Metcad turned 40 years old yesterday. Metcad is a consolidated dispatch center that was established June 3, 1979, with nine telecommunicators and an administrative staff of two. Today, Metcad answers emergency 911 calls for all of Champaign County. With a staff of 32 telecommunicators and nine administrative staff.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Stand by for a Rosati's deal. I'm thinking that cheese on that pizza. Weather brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back into someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com or call 877-7-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
Up to 83, partly cloudy, 66 our low tonight. The chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm at 20%. 40% chance of rain tomorrow. Warm with a high 87 down to 64. 81 the high on Thursday with some late showers and 80% chance of that happening and possibly coming into Friday's forecast where we have a high 80 and a 40% chance of rain. Right now the temperature's at 67 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, Honda BMW right there at Neil and Burwash in Savoy. I think we're looking at the Honda Civic hatchback in a really cool gray color. I do believe that's what we're going to price.
Okay.
Your guy is Tommy?
Yes, Tommy West.
Christian Wallace, my guy. You got Craig Fanning, who's going to run some numbers for me with the Civic that's about ready to run out of lease. So I think we're looking at the hatchback. It's a very cool, sporty look. And the price, again, for what you're getting is, I think, pretty eye-popping how good it is. I mean, you can get into a basic Civic for about $20,000 in a brand new car these days. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, it's drivechampagne.com online. They are an award-winning dealership, and they take care of you, and I kind of hang around a lot. I know everybody there, and they probably know me because I kind of hang around a lot. And they probably say, Ben, why is he still here? Check him out at drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. All right, I've been lamenting the direction of the state of Illinois.
And you're not alone. This person says, yeah, we put all this money into transportation fund for the state, but Chicago wants another airport, too. There's your hook.
What about Chicago as a 51st state?
I know.
There's a state representative in Southern Illinois that's, you know, proposing that. Let them be the 51st state. Fly to the new state. Like Washington, D.C., it'll just be called Chicago.
I mean, it's...
How many people in downstate...
It'll never get done.
But how many people in downstate would vote for that?
Right, in downstate,
oh,
sure.
A whole bunch of us. And again, Chicago is a magnificent historic town. I love it. They've got a problem in some areas with shootings. They had the highest shooting over the weekend, 52.
Oh, no.
But this is predominantly, as I understand it, black-on-black... Black on Hispanic, Hispanic on black, Hispanic on Hispanic. These are gangs.
Gangs in certain neighborhoods.
There are over 500 gangs in Illinois. They all live kind of in the, you know, Inglewood's one of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And the police are not getting backed up by the city of Chicago, so they're reticent to go in and hurt anybody or try because they'll get sued and the city will settle.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have such a blotch on the great city of Chicago. Because there's not a darn thing anybody can do about what's happened. Chicago police guys have told me they're never coming back. They're never getting the city back. It's over. What does that mean? Ouch.
Well, I wonder if the new mayor can do anything. Lori Lightfoot is her name.
What? You're going to have to give some authority to police to... I don't know what the answer is. That's the problem. All right, this is one of the greatest days of my life. It is June 4th, 2019. This is the day our triplets were born, 22 years ago, and some of you remember that. I was on DWS at the time. They were having a little guessing game as we drove Janet to the hospital. And they were guessing boys, girls, how much weight, all those things. And, you know, my perspective in life is faith-based. There is no doubt about it. My Jewish friend, one of my great friends, David Syme, who I've always called the greatest piano player in the world, once said, you know, when you have a baby, it's a miracle. When you have three at once, something's going on. So I believe firmly in God. I believe in the magnificence of God and a supreme being. And I think some people do, but I think we're moving more towards secular than we are. We're pushing God away. And
agreed.
I think a huge mistake. So my basis comes from eye contact with God. I saw that. And I say, when you are looking for God moments, you see God moments. If you run from it and you're cynical about all of it, you live a runaway cynical life. You search and search and you're never quite satisfied. The reason is you need that. So my Christian faith is essentially everything is based on that and the rules of the Bible and trying to follow that. When you have triplets, again, it's not a case of faith for me. It's a case of illumination. I saw it. So when you see it, you know, Paul saw Jesus on the road to Damascus. He was Saul. He was a terrorist. He was killing Jews. And all of a sudden, he was the guy that wrote most of the New Testament. What? How's that happen? So, I mean, when you see stuff, and I think our life has been divine from the standpoint of certainly having three babies at once. And then what do? You have no control over that. You pray and you go to Carl. You go to the best medical you can find in that amazing Ralph Kale is still over there. The late, great Roger Powell was our main baby doctor, but Dr. Kale was a specialist. And walking into that room, we left for the hospital at 9 a.m. Janet carried the babies 38 weeks, had nothing to do. Of course, Janet is tough, but it was divine. How do you carry triplets 38 weeks? She was in hospital bed 10 weeks. We had no control over that. So you give credit. I give credit to God for that. So we drive to the hospital. They're playing this game. It was the woman we had doing farm, and I can't remember her name. She's really, really sweet. And Loney, we're on the radio doing a guessing game. All right, what do you think? Go ahead, you're on the air. And all these people were guessing and everything else. We never revealed names or sex or anything. And so we get into the operating room at Carl. And by the way, over the in pediatrics over the water fountain are the triplets pictures still sitting up there.
Oh, wow.
It's pictured over the water fountain if you're ever in pediatrics at Carl. Floor 7, 8? I think it's 8. Anyways, and Carol Wackerlin took that picture, and they were 3 months, 4 months old, and they just all kind of smiling. Anyway, so we get into the room. There's 17 medical personnel. There is a specialist, neonatal. Everybody is there ready to go. And I'm standing over this curtain they have in front of Janet, and they said, would you like to sit down? Do you want to watch this? And I said, I think I'm okay. I want to video this. I've never done this, so I don't know how I'm going to react. And so Janet's sitting there like a trooper. They give her an epidural, and all of a sudden Ralph Kale and Roger Powell are going, they're pushing, moving, 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 moving. And I'm going, what's going on? I didn't say go. I didn't say 3, 2, 1, let's go. I'm part of this team. And so all of a sudden, there's a lot of moving around, and 12:18, here comes Christian. Big boy. 5 pounds, 13 ounces. 12:18 and 30 seconds, here comes Benjamin. 4 pounds, 14 ounces. 12:19, here comes Gracie. I thought Gracie was a boy as soon as I looked, and I said, I can't tell Janet. She said she's moving to Florida if we don't have a girl. We were pretty sure it was two boys and a girl. I looked again. I said, oh, thank you, Lord. So Gracie was 4 pounds, 8 ounces. Three babies in 1 minute. You don't think that's divine? You don't think that's a miracle? That's a miracle. I saw it. I was there. It was 22 years ago today, and I've been blessed every time. And I remember waking up. Janet, we got home. She wanted to breastfeed. I said, what? I said, honey, really? There's three babies. There's two sources. Can we do this? And she just never, ever complained. I never heard Janet say one negative word in 38 weeks. Not one. She laid there. She didn't watch TV. She was carving a carousel horse. She'd read, but she never watched TV. She just didn't. And I put a little porta potty next to her hospital bed in our house. Wouldn't use it. She'd walk all the way to the bathroom. She was 52 inches around. Unbelievable. Never complained once. So we get home. We breastfeed. It's noon, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, midnight. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. I said, what? 6 months. And I'd get up in the middle of the night and give them a syringe of milk, just a supplement. We had to keep them going because they were eating every hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I remember sitting there. It was really early on. And I have three hungry babies. And I have to get Janet some sleep. So I'm doing it. And that's great. And I remember thinking, I do not want this to go fast. I love this. I love this. And it went fast anyway. So anyway, it's a great day. It's one of the best days of my life. And thank you for indulging. Triplets are 22. Gracie's in Vancouver, north of Vancouver in Malibu. It's a Young Life camp. She is serving as an intern. That's the highest level you can be. She's been at different capacities, but they're actually paying her a little this summer to be on the ropes course. And she's up there. She'll fly home Sunday for Miss Illinois Week and give up her Miss Illinois crown for Miss America.
What a run it's been.
Oh, boy. It's been quick. And then Benjamin is already starting his ventures after graduating from the University of Illinois. And Christian is in Chicago living with his brother Nathaniel for the summer, working in civil engineering at a great company, WJE.
And he's also got an internship there.
Yeah, he's interning up there at WJE for the summer.
So, and probably wrapping things up at the U of I in December
then. Yep, December for Grace and Christian.
Okay,
but
then.
Anyway, it's a great day. Thank you. Appreciate all the people that said, I remember that day like it was yesterday. That's flattering, and I appreciate you. All right, I've got a cheesy pizza waiting for you, or something else, maybe a ribeye salad. Rosati's is awesome. They're on campus right next to Krannert. If you would like to get a $50 certificate, a voucher from me, I'll pay for it. What you have to do is use this voucher within 7 days, and then tell me what you thought of it. 359-2255, 359-2255. If you would like to get a Rosati's voucher, text in pizza. I'm just thinking about the extra cheeser right now. Ooh, that's good.
It is.
359-2255, text in the word pizza. I'm going to give out 10 of these vouchers this morning.
Sounds good.
359-2255, text in pizza. Anybody?
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll reach out after the show and make sure everything's good.
Two things, though. Remember, you have to use it within 7 days and then tell me what you think. Check your sports coming up. Dr. Todd Lankins, the pet pro, just ahead. ESPN 93.5.
It's time for some Dad's Day jokes brought to you by Game Day Spirit. What do you call a pig that knows karate?
Pork chop.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because players kept dribbling all over it.
Dads are the best. They may not have the best jokes, but they deserve the best gear this Father's Day, and you'll find it at Game Day Spirit. Right now at Game Day, get buy one, get one half price on all regular price hats, and 20% off any regular price polo. Happy Father's Day from Game Day Spirit, where we'll laugh at all your dad jokes.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
We checked out the reviews of the Illini Inn, now fully renovated in Campus Town at 4th and Daniel, Champaign. Here's what stuck out. Best TVs you can see from any angle. Fast service, nice staff, and it's still the Inn. Check out the Illini Inn, an Illinois tradition for students and townies since 1970. Serving cold drinks and a full menu, the Illini Inn, 4th and Daniel, Champaign.
We all love our homes. They make us feel safe and comfortable. But what if your home could do more than that? What if it could be helpful, truly helpful? What if it could help you answer the door without getting up? What if it could help you remember where you left your passport? What if your home could help take care of the people within it? Introducing Google Nest, one big family of products that works together. Welcome to the helpful home.
All right, let's check your sports. ESPN 93.5. Dr. Todd Lankins, you can always text us, always, 359-225. I have the same to call as well. You're welcome to voice call as well. Here's your sports headline.
St. Louis and Cincinnati today. It's a 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. They had the day off yesterday. Are we doing the Red Rooter again?
We'll catch you next show.
Okay, sounds good. Cubs over the Angels, 3-1. John Lester looks good. Strong. 7 innings. 11 hits from the Cubs. It was a good game. Now they've got Colorado with a 7:05 start. That Angels game yesterday was a makeup from earlier on in the season. Chicago White Sox are at Washington to take on the Nationals. Speaking of the White Sox, they come up with the number 3 pick in the MLB draft. It looks like that's Cal Masher, Andrew Vaughn,
big first baseman, home run hitter. Jeremy Warner, big White Sox fan. I know about that California baseball player that the White Sox got in pick three. Ought to be pretty good.
That's right. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Blues over Boston, 4-2. Series tied at 2 apiece. Game 5 in Boston on Thursday night.
Game on, series tied. Let's check your weather before Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro.
It looks like it's partly sunny today. We've got a chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Today's high at 81, down to around 64 this evening. Tomorrow we have a high of 87 and 82 the high on Thursday. Each day we have a chance for an isolated shower or thunderstorm. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. No better way to get your appliances. Dick Van Dyke is located Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, Decatur, Central Illinois for 42 years. And that's all they do. Maytag, Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Low prices, best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. They treat you like royalty. Plus, at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, the place you want to visit. If you're remodeling or you're just saying, you know what, it's just time. Let's go take a peek. It's been a while. And then they'll explain, well, what's the difference between this one and this one? How about the colors? What can we do with that? I'm looking for something that keeps my food cold and frozen. Okay, this is the basic guy over here. We'll deliver it, set it up, we'll do it all for you. And the people at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World truly know their product. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Check them out at appliance-world.com or in Champaign on Neal before the I-74 interchange, again in Champaign.
With the Discover It Miles card, you can go further than you've ever gone before. Like sun on your face, book in your hand, kids playing in the sand further. Because the Discover It Miles card offers unlimited 1.5 miles on every purchase and will automatically match all the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So that means your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. It's just that easy. So get out there with your Discover It Miles card today. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. In 1865, my great-great-grandfather, Robert Blaine Coulter, came to Central Illinois with dreams of growing plants for a living. Five generations and 144 years later, I'm proud to say we're still growing plants for Central Illinois. We're still a business where you can come out to the store and see the faces you've seen for decades, where you know the employees by name. If you had our landscape crew come out 20 years ago to build your patio or plant your trees, those are the same exact guys coming out today. If you want to find out more about our history, our people, and especially our plants, you can go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
If you're looking for a dependable roofing contractor, look no further than Freedom Roofing and Construction, right here in Champaign.
I'm Kirk Kaiser, owner of Freedom Roofing and Construction. Why would you call us for a free estimate for your roof? Because we'll give you a free, honest assessment and tell you if you need our help or if your roof is okay. We promise. We have experienced roofing contractors who can handle any size job, commercial or residential. Please give us a chance to earn your business. I'm Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Contact me at freedomchampagne.com.
You're watching your local teams. Why not drink the local beer? Scotty's Brewhouse on Neal Street in Champaign has you covered with local beer from Champaign and East Central Illinois. There is no better place to experience the local brewing experts than at Scotty's Brewhouse. From Riggs Beer Company, Distill, Triptych, Blind Pig, and Big Thorn Farms, Scotty's Brewhouse has it all covered. Scotty's Brewhouse at 2001 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Like talking dogs and cats, Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, is over at Madison Kirby. Also next to the police station in Mohammed. How are you, my friend?
Oh, just a busy guy. Got puppies leaving, puppies being born, and working two clinics. So, I'm moving.
Man, lucky you have a Prius, huh?
Yeah, my gas mileage is great. Of course, I had a Honda once, too, and it was a great car,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're great. Okay, if I keep my animal inside, can I still get heartworm?
Oh, yes, sir. You know, people, I get this a lot of resistance on this, and people need to think about this. If your pet's inside, do you see mosquitoes inside your house? You do. And does your pet go outside to go poop or something like that? You take them for walks. You're at risk. I mean, it's not as high as a dog that lives on a lake, you know, in the middle of nowhere. But your dog, it's your baby, and we need to, deal with this. I find it frustrating sometimes that people don't think about this, and And I like being cheap, too. But, prevention is the answer, not waiting until it happens. Then go, oh, my gosh, Dr. Todd, you want $3,000? And you're going to put arsenic in my dog to cure him of heartworm? So it's something, I'm getting a lot of these days. And with all the rain we've had, we're going to have a million mosquitoes. The Taylor Report says they've already got West Nile virus, which is really early this year, showing up in various counties.
We also heard last week from an owner of a cat who says indoor cat, do they need treated for fleas and ticks?
Yeah, see, same thing. You know, cats can spend their time inside a lot, too. But if the dog in the house goes out, he can bring in fleas. You can have some fleas come in on your clothing, even if you've been out in the yard. And worms, that's a common one with cats, too. Well, if they buggy hunt, as we like to call it in our house, where they eat moss and crickets, well, they can get worms from eating little varmints like that.
Okay. Well, good to know. It's a bummer, but it's just the way it is. But the good news is you got all kinds of cool treatments. I mean, now flea prevention's a pill.
Oh, I've even got it. So I got 3 month topicals if you don't want to give your pet a pill. Mm-hmm. I mean, you tell me what kind of route you want to do, and we'll talk about what it does and get the right one for you to protect your baby. And, so, I mean, the parasites are a lot worse than the medications, a lot higher risk of having severe problems. I think I potentially had a Lyme's disease on a dog the other day. There's that bullseye target kind of thing you get when you have Lyme's disease, and this dog had a bullseye. So he's just a backyard dog, but he got bit by a tick, and next thing you know, in that area, he's got a bullseye. So, Lyme's disease is debilitating.
Got to do it. Okay, how do they find you, my friend?
Oh, just call us. Just come in. Whatever they want to do, we're easy to find. Just look for Dr. Todd's car. Stop me on the streets. I've had that happen before, too.
All right, Madison Kirby next to the police station. Muhammad, he's working it. Thank you, Todd.
All right, see you guys.
You bet. It's Todd Likens, the pet pro. They breed the English cream dog, the white goldens.
Uh-huh.
And wonderful, wonderful doggies.
355 Pets.
Is how you reach them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can always text in here, 359-2255. Jury selection underway for the Brent Christensen kidnapping and murder trial. It's being held in Peoria.
Yes.
Very difficult to read about that. The family's in town, at least in Peoria, and observing. There's Chinese media here.
Uh-huh.
Because there's interest in Shanghai and Beijing and around the country of China. We will see. He says he dropped her off a few blocks away. Police say they believe he took her home and killed her.
That's right.
So the evidence will come out. We'll see. And that's how it's done. Okay, we'll break for the news. Come back. The news is next. It's ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
7:56. Fox News and Jamie Monticelli next.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
The Toronto Raptors fumbled away a perfect opportunity to take a 2-0 series lead in the NBA Finals. These kind of opportunities, these